springtime is right around the corner, and with it comes the need to fertilize pastures and control weeds early on. Producers in the Southeast now have a new technology available, allowing a new, more economical application process for an already established and effective weed control product. Georgia and Alabama producers are already using the new mixing technology, but we learned recently at the National Cattlemen's Convention in Phoenix that Florida fertilizer companies are apparently not yet on board. Grazon Next HL from Dow AgroSciences came on the scene in the battle against the invasive tropical soda apple weed in years past. The new technology puts the product into a dry mix fertilizer, so producers can save money and time getting both jobs done at once. We caught up with Dow's Danny Leckie at the convention to learn more. He's a range and pasture specialist from Bartow, Florida.
Typically, when you're starting to think about putting out your dry fertilizer, February, March, April, that's when you want to be thinking about this grazing next on your dry fertilizer. The weeds will be young, they'll be easy to control, and if you have dog fennel, up to about 6 inches, we can still get control with this new technology there.
Leckie says it takes some investment for fertilizer distributors to become equipped for the process, adding those who have already made the investment in Georgia and Alabama are seeing the returns.
In Georgia and Alabama, we've really had a lot of co-ops and retailers come on board, and really what this entails is getting enough demand in the market for your retailer or cooperative that you work with to invest in a blender. And what that blender is going to do is they can direct inject the Grazon X right onto the prills. It hot loads right into a buggy. You can come pick up the buggy. If you have enough demand, it can go in a Kilobrew or a hopper and go straight into your pasture same day. So this is a really neat opportunity.
For more details on Grazon Next HL and a lot more coverage from the NCBA convention for Southeast producers, visit our website at southeastagnet.com. I'm Gary Cooper reporting.